We mentioned yesterday the importance of expressing gratitude, the idea of Hakaras HaTov. It's something that Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us in the beginning of the Sefer Shemos. Obviously, this week's Parsha, when the Medrash tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu refused to do the first few makos because he didn't want to be ungrateful to the land and to the water, which helped him out earlier in his life. We mentioned that last week, Moshe Rabbeinu, as he's being asked to do the shlichus, as he's being asked to do the task, to do the work of taking the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, God has something very important for him to do, but yet he says he's not willing to go and do it until he has permission from his father-in-law Yisro, until he has that right to go, because he says, somebody who does something for their friend, nafsho chayev lo, I am absolutely obligated. I owe everything to my father-in-law, and therefore I don't have a right to go away from my father-in-law without asking his permission. So this is really what we mention, why we are called Yudim, that this is the essence of a Jew. Ata yoducha achecha, this is what Jews stand for. We are all about being grateful. And the reason why it's so important and it's such a mainstay of our religion is because, like the Gemara says, a person who forgets to be grateful to those around them ultimately will come to forget all the kindnesses that God himself provides for us as well. This is why the Medrash writes, as we mentioned, that Bishvil Bikurim Shenikra Reishis, Bereishis Bara Elokim, the reason the world was worthy of being created was because one day we would have the great opportunity to perform the mitzvah Bikurim, and that's the opportunity for a person to express all that they owe to the Ribono Shel Olam and thank him on behalf of everything they have. We have a pasuk that we mention in the davening on Shabbos, which is Lo'oseh Nifla'os Gedolos Levado. We say that the Ribono Shel Olam is the person who is Oseh Nifla'os Gedolos Levado. He is the only one who does tremendous and great miracles. So the Medrash picks up and says, V'chi mishehu acher, asa imo davar shehu omer levado. Would I have thought that there's anybody else who I owe a debt of gratitude to? Of course, Le'oseh Nifla'os Gedolos Levado. Of course you're the only one. So why do we have to mention Levado? There's nobody else who provides us with all the miracles, with all the great things that we have in our lives. Says the Medrash, what it means is, Levado, what it means is that God himself is Yodea Ma'plaim Oseh. God himself is the only one who understands the depth of the kindnesses that he provides for us. Ketzad, says the Medrash. The Medrash gives a very simple example. Adam Nasan Al Hamita. There's somebody lying on a bed, V'hanachash Lefanav Ba'aretz. And there's a snake that's on the floor right next to the bed. But Lamed, when the person stands up to get up from the bed, not noticing that there's a snake, but when the snake hears that the person is walking around, the snake runs away. And now he is saved from the venomous snake. Ve'ilu yodea ma'plaim asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo, umi yodea. Who knows? Who would have ever been aware of the fact that you almost lost your life because there was a snake on the ground? God prevented the danger from being there because he got rid of the snake before you got out of bed. So he says, often in life, we don't even recognize how grateful we need to be because we don't realize how many steps it took to get to where we are. And that's what it means. Oseh Nifla'os Gedolos Levado, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Afilu Bal HaNes. Even when a person experiences something great, even when someone goes through a great miracle, Eino Makir B'Nisa, we don't have the ability to recognize how much went into that miracle being performed. Only the Ribono Shel Olam, and that's what we mean. Lo'oseh Nifla'os Gedolos Levado. You are the only one not who provides the miracle, but you're the only one who understands and who appreciates the depth of all the miracles and all the blessings that we have in our lives. Very often the Medrash says, not only are we ungrateful, not only do we not recognize and highlight the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam does so much for us, at times, says the Medrash, we even rebel against his wish at the time that we're supposed to be thanking him, at the time that we're supposed to be feeling grateful. So the Medrash says as follows, L'cha Hashem HaTzedakah, we comment on a pasuk that tells us, to you God is Tzedakah V'lanu Boshes HaPanim, and we are embarrassed, we are ashamed. What are we ashamed of? Says the Medrash. Yisrael Ovrim Bayam, the Jewish people have this incredible miracle of passing through Kriyas Yamsuf. V'kaspo shel pesel micha over Bayam. And the Jews are sitting there, walking through, experiencing this incredible miracle, unprecedented experience that we've never had and never will have again, and yet they're walking through the Yamsuf holding the money that they plan to use for pesel micha, for an avodah zarah, as they get to the other side. V'haya hayam nikra lefneim, and yet God stands there and he says, I'm going to split the sea for you anyway. You can hold the money for avodah zarah, you can bring the money that you want to serve avodah zarah with, but yet I'm willing to do the miracle for you. And that's what it means, says the Medrash, l'cha Hashem hatzdaka v'lanu boshes hapanim. God sometimes is so overwhelmingly kind, and not only do we not recognize it, but we're going to the opposite extreme. We're willing to use that miracle for the purpose of something that would make him very upset, and yet he goes ahead and does the miracle for us anyway, and says the Medrash once again, Atamotze biyom sheyard haman liYisrael, on the day, on the occasion when the man was falling for the Jewish people in the desert, bo bayom avdu Yisrael avodah zarah, on that very day, You are accepting man from heaven. You're watching this miracle unfold in front of your eyes, but yet the Jewish people went ahead. Bo bayom avdu Yisrael avodah zarah. On that same day, they went ahead and served avodah zarah. V'lo od el shenat l'mimenu v'hikrivu avodah zarah shalem. Not only did they forget about the man and say, oh, we had a miracle this morning, we got the man. Now it's time, we're going to compartmentalize and think about a different part of our lives. We're going to go serve avodah zarah. They even took the man, says the Medrash, and served it to the avodah zarah. How far can a person go? Not only do you deny the existence of God and the miracle that he did for you this morning, but you actually take that miracle and you bring it somewhere else, says the Medrash, v'chiyesh tzedakah gadolah mizu. Is there any more righteous person than that God is willing to provide us with so much, even at a time when we take everything that he does for us and use it for the wrong reasons, but yet, lecha Hashem hatzdaka, velanu boshes hapanim. This is what it's all about, the gratitude that we owe for the Ribono Shel Olam. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, kol ha'omer halal shalem b'chol yom. Anyone who says halal shalem every day, hareze mecharef umegadef. That is considered to be blasphemous. A person who recites the halal as we know it, the halal that we say on Yom Tov, the halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh, if you say that on a regular day, that's considered mecharef umegadef. That's considered a great offense against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Meshech Chachma asks, why is that the case? If I go out of my way and I feel so grateful every day of the year and I express myself in halal every day to show how thankful I am for the Ribono Shel Olam's blessings, why is that so terrible? And after all, says the Meshech Chachma, the Gemara says, anyone who says Ashrei every day is considered to be a Ben Olam Haba, is considered to be someone who's very praiseworthy. So what's the difference between Ashrei and the halal that we say on special occasions throughout the year? Shouldn't those be very similar? They're both from Tehillim and they both emphasize the great kindnesses of the Ribono Shel Olam. Explains the Meshech Chachma as follows. When we look through the Halel, what we talk about in Halel is the unprecedented miracles of Kriyas Yamsev. Hayam Ra Vayanos, Hayardin Yisav La'achar. We talk about all the unusual occasions of our experiences as Jews. We highlight the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam does miracles for us that are something that we can never have imagined, never dreamed of, never fathomed, never understood. When we talk about Ashrei is something that's talking about the day-to-day. So, Mech Hashem L'chal Anofim. I woke up this morning, my back was aching, and God helped me out. I woke up this morning, and this was wrong, and that was wrong. There's an ani in the street, and now he finds some money, and he's able to take care of himself. Ashrei is talking about the day-to-day. Says the Meshech Chachma, you know what the Gemara means? Someone who says Halal Shalim every day, and thinks that the Ribono Shel Olam is only involved in those experiences of life which are like Kriyas Yamsev and those amazing, miraculous times which are unusual, which are unfathomable, which are things that we never could have dreamt of, things that we never assumed. That's someone who's a Mecharef and Megadev. You deny the existence of God in the Ashrei Yoshveh Beisecha. You deny the existence and the presence of God, the miracles that he performs for us every day on Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. That says the Gemara, if you're not willing to say Ashrei every day and you're only willing to highlight the Ribono Shel Olam's presence in the halal that you recite, in the miracles that are so glaringly obvious, something that is so out of the usual, out of the ordinary, there, says the Meshech Chachma, is where we assume that you're considered like a Mecharef and Megadef, because God's kindness goes every day of the year, every moment of life. It's something that we experience miracles at every portion, at every junction of life. And that's the famous words of the Ramban that we mention. But the Ramban teaches us, probably the most famous Ramban on Chumash, Min Anisim Hagdolim Hamafursamim. Why was it important for God to do all these miracles, all the makos, and to perform the incredible experience of Kriyas Yamsev? Why do you have to do that? What was it, a talent show? He had to show the world that he can do anything. He had to show the world that he has the ability to take power and to squash him and to show them that they have no power in his presence. What was the point of all this? Says the Ramban, you know what the point was? Because we were supposed to use that as an indicator from all those incredible miracles, Adamodim and Nisim Hanistarim. That was supposed to make us look back and say, hey, everything else that we have in life is also a blessing from God. Not only those makos, not only the Kriyas Yamsev, but every moment that God gives us the tremendous opportunity to live is a chance for us to recognize His incredible kindness. Lo osen niflaos gedolos levado. Says the Ramban, Shehem Yisod kol ha-Torah kula. This is what the Torah is all about. This is what we live here for. Shenamin belokenu. Number one, that we should believe in God Himself who created us. And number two, v'noda elav shebarono. We should thank Him for creating us and sustaining us and giving us all these great miracles. She'ein la'adam, says the Ramban. She'ein la'adam chelik b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person has no place in our religion. Very strong statement, but a person has no place in our religion, he says, ad she'namin b'chol dvareinu u'mekreinu, until we believe with certainty that everything in our lives, chol dvareinu, every aspect of life, u'chol mekreinu, every interaction, everything that we come across in life, shakulam nisim, that every single moment of life is an absolute miracle, aim bahem teva, Umenhago shalolam. There is no such thing in our lives as the ordinary. There is no such thing as us expecting something to happen because nothing. We know that life is so fickle. We know that life is so unpredictable, and there is nothing that's a given at all. And this is what it's all about when we say in the Ribono shalolam every day in Ashrei. We start off our davening by Mincha. We say in the Psukei Dezimra. We highlight not the incredible, unprecedented miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we talk about Samech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim, the very simple acts that God performs every day, the acts of kindness that He provides us with every moment of life. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, we have a Gemara where the Gemara tells us, Kala Samech Geula L'tfila, if the person goes out of their way to make sure to say the paragraphs right after Shema, right before they recite the Shemona Esrei, says the Gemara, you are muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. You will be assured a very special place in Gan Eden, in olam haba. And Rabbeinu Yonah points out in the Gemara, one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, why is that so special? What's the big deal? I would understand, the person who gives away all their money to tzedakah, okay, you're a ben olam haba. A person who makes sure they never miss davening throughout their entire life, you're a ben olam haba. What's so special about saying geula right before one mentions tefillah? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the understanding in that could be that a person who makes sure not to have a hefsik, not to make a break, between expressing the incredible miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and immediately after that we daven Shemona Esrei, which highlights our concern for the day-to-day needs that we have, and we show that the same God who performed all of those miracles in Mitzrayim, all the makos, and all the Yetzias Mitzrayim events that took place, that wowed and shocked all of us, we point out that that's the same God. We make no hefsik, we make no break between that. And when we ask Him, Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafay, you're the same God that's going to give us a refuah today, the mundane. You're the same God that's going to provide me with a parnasa today. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Harezeb and Olam Haba, a person belongs in a special place in Olam Haba when they realize and recognize at every moment of life that God is not only there for the Halal Shalei moments, but God is there as well for the Ashrei Yoshve Ve'secha moments, for the Shemona Esrei that we done, for all of our very simple and basic needs that we have throughout life. When we talk about Halav Hoda, it is important to mention as well what the Pasuk states by Leah. It says that Leah was the first one to thank the Ribono Shel Olam. It says that she names her son Yehuda. Why? Hapam Oda as Hashem. It says the Pasuk, Vatar Od Vatelet Bein, Leah becomes pregnant and she has a child once again, Vatomer, and she responds, Hapam Oda as Hashem. I owe a tremendous debt of gratitude. Al Kain Kara Shemo Yehuda. Therefore she calls her name of Yehuda. And then the Pasuk says, Vatam Od Miledes. She stops having the ability to have children. So the Rishonim are bothered. Leah, who's the one who goes out of her way to be grateful to God, Leah is the one who says, I'm going to name my child Yehuda after the feelings that I have inside of my heart. That's the way you respond to her? But Tom and me led this, now you say, oh, you had enough, we're not going to give you any more children. I would shower Leah with more children. This is the way she responds. She has such an appropriate reaction. I should give her more opportunities to thank God. Why is it that she now loses her ability to have children? Says the Tur in his commentary on Chumash, perhaps the reason why is because it's important, he says, any time when a person offers shvach, any time when a person thanks the Ribono Shel Olam for anything special that happened in life, a person always has to take that opportunity as well to ask Him for something in the future as well. To recognize that, yes, I feel very blessed, but this blessing will only be here if you continue to provide me and shower me with blessing in the future. It's not a given that it's going to continue. Therefore, Leah, who feels very grateful, who feels very thankful for having a child, she has Yehuda, Hapam Odes Hashem. She names her child after that, but because she doesn't ask for anything in the future, she thinks now everything's fine, I don't need God anymore, Vatam Od Miledes. God takes away her ability to have children because He says, you don't recognize that it's me who's going to have to help you in the future, you think it's all you? God says, Vatam Od Miledes, you're not going to have the opportunity anymore. You contrast that with the reaction of Rachel. The Pasuk says that after Rachel gives birth to Yosef, it says, Asaf Elokim Escher Pasi. God has done a great service to me. And then, Matikra Shmo Yosef, she calls her son Yosef, and she says, what does Yosef mean? Leimar Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher. I want that God should give me another child. Why are you talking about the next kid? You just had your first kid. You're so thankful. No, because that's the true measure of thankfulness, of gratitude, is when a person understands, I'm not just being thankful for what I have, but I'm asking the Ribono Shel Olam to continue to shower me with blessing, and without His kindness, without His mercy, I have nothing in my life. Without that, I'm not going to continue to prosper. This is why when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Halal, we're coming up to Rosh Chodesh, when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of a sudden in the middle we say, Ana Hashem Hoshiana. How does that fit into thanking God? Why does that play into the Halal? The answer is no, because a Halal would be incomplete if at some point along the way we didn't also mention the fact we're grateful for everything we have, we thank You for bringing us to this point, but Ana Hashem Hoshiana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana, We're thankful for everything we have, but we ask that you continue to shower us with all that kindness, like we say in Modim, Hatov ki lo chalerachamecha. We thank you for giving us all this mercy, for providing us with everything. Va'amrachem ki lo samu chasadecha. You will continue to provide us with that. Me olam kivinu lach. This is what we say in Nishmas as well. Adheina azaruna rachamecha. We thank you for all that we have in the past. V'lo azavunu chasadecha. You have never stop to provide us with your mercy. We ask you that you never forsake us. You never forget about the kindness that is due to us and the kindness that you provide us with. So this is important every time we highlight this idea of halal v'odah. Every time we recite halal, every time we think about Ashrei, we think about the halal that is said on special occasions in the year. It's a time also to remind ourselves that hapam odah as Hashem can't stop there. It has to go further. Person always has to mention the fact that they want that continued showering of mercy should always be present. It's something that the Ribono Shel Olam should always provide us with. Otherwise, we have that threat that the Pasuk says of Vatamon, we led this by the story of Leah, as opposed to the great opportunity that Rachel has, which is, after she names her child Yosef, she says, Yosef Hashem li ben acher. She immediately enters into the Hodah, also a Bakasha al Ha'asid, something for the future as well, that God should continue to provide her with. Reb Hanani ben Akasha, Omer Ratz.